This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Peace and blessings to you, dear listeners. Welcome again to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Naheed, having the honor of hosting you on this episode. This is For a Better Life, a place where faith and poetry meet, and where we listen not only with our ears, but with our hearts. Today, we explore one of the deepest questions in human life, the journey of the soul. Where do we come from? Why are we here? And how can we move closer to who we were truly created to be? Let us begin, as always, with the gentle wisdom of Sadi Shirazi, the Persian prose writer and poet. In his book of Bustan, he says, "The body is dust and clay, but a soul is a traveler from the heavens. Whoever knows his origin will not be lost upon the road." The Holy Book of Quran tells us that when Allah created Adam, he shaped him from clay and then breathed into him his spirit. That divine breath, Nafs al-Rahman, is within every one of us. It is the whisper of our true origin, the part of us that never truly belongs to this world. Sa'di wrote, "You are not the dust you walk upon. You are the light that walks within it." So every soul begins its journey as a spark of divine origin, descending into this world to learn, to struggle, to love, and to return purified. Now, this world is not our destination. It's our classroom. Here we are tested and shaped by experiences. Every success, every sorrow, every loss is part of our divine curriculum. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "The world is a place of passage, not of permanence. Take from it provisions for your journey." And Sa'di explained this truth in a poetic way. "The mirror of the heart shines only when polished by the dust of trial. Pain, therefore, is not punishment. It is purification. It teaches us what pride could have never taught." Every soul carries both light and shadow. The nafs, or the lower self, constantly pulls us toward comfort and ego. But within us also lies the whisper of truth, the divine voice of conscience. The Holy Book of Quran calls the untrained soul an nafs al-ammara, the soul that commands to evil. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said, "Your greatest enemy is the one who lives within your chest, your own self." Sa'di wrote, "The wild horse of desire cannot be killed, but it can be tamed by the hand of reason. To rise spiritually is not to deny our desires, but to govern them, to make the heart the master, not the slave." Now let's go for a short break, and then we'll be back by the rest of this thoughtful episode of For a Better Life.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back, and we're talking about our true origin. Well, Islamic mystics describe three main stages in the soul's growth. The first one is the commanding self, ruled by passion and pride. The other one is the blaming self, awakened by guilt and self-awareness. And the other one is the peaceful self, content in the remembrance of Allah. And then comes the divine call, "O tranquil soul, return to your Lord, pleased and pleasing." Sa'di reflected on this truth. The one who knows his destination walks calmly. It is the lost who hurry within direction. The closer we come to peace with Allah, the less the storms of life can shake us. Now, the soul's journey is not solitary. Our companions influence the direction of our hearts as well. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said, a person follows the faith of his companions, so let each of you see whom he befriends. Sa'di wrote, a rose placed among thorns still gives fragrance, but a thorn among roses gains none. Surround yourself with those who remind you of goodness, those who pull you toward patience, prayer, and purpose. The wrong company can make even faith fade, but the right one can make it bloom. Now, when hardship comes, we often ask, why me? But the mature soul asks instead, what is God teaching me here? And Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, adversity is a gift that reveals the believer's patience. And Sa'di echoed, the pearl is born in pain. The oyster weeps before it shines. Our trials are not random. They are milestones on the path of refinement. Without them, the soul would remain untested, unshaped, like raw gold before the fire. At the heart of spiritual maturity lies prayer, the remembrance of Allah. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said, the polish of the heart is the remembrance of Allah. And Sa'di beautifully continues, the tongue that remembers the beloved, even in silence, sings louder than all the music of the world. Remembrance doesn't always mean words, sometimes it means awareness. To remember that God sees you, as to see your life differently, to speak gently, to act honestly, and to love sincerely. As life moves forward, the soul begins to sense its longing for its true home. Death, for the awakened soul, is not a tragedy. It's a kind of homecoming. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, people are asleep. When they die, they awaken. And Sa'di describes it with grace. The night of separation ends with dawn, and the traveler returns to the garden from which he came. So if we live with awareness, we will meet death with peace, not with fear. For the soul only leaves the body, and it never leaves God. So how do we live as a conscious traveler every day? Well, we can begin every morning with intention, not routine. We can let humility guard our success and patience guard our pain. We can choose prayer over panic and gratitude over complaint. We can remember that no good deed is going to be lost. And for sure, we're going to see the outcome and the result of all our efforts. Now, dear listeners, this journey of the soul is not measured in distance or years, but in awareness, in how much we remember who we truly are. Sa'di writes in his book of Bustan, O Lord, do not let me stray from the path, nor let me boast of my own walking. The traveler reaches not by his feet, but by your grace that carries him. So tonight, before closing our eyes, we reflect not on what we have earned, but on what we have learned. Think not of what you have built, but of what you have become. The world will pass. Material wealth, social praise, and fleeting comforts will fade. What remains, what travels with you beyond this life, is the purity of your soul, your closeness to God, and the sincerity of our intention. So, how do we nurture this journey every day? How are we continuing this life? Even small steps might matter, like beginning each day with the intention that, oh God, guide my soul today. Choosing patience over anger, humility over pride. Offering one act of kindness without expecting recognition, or reflecting on mistakes, not to punish ourselves, but to learn and grow. ending each day in prayer, remembering God's mercy and guidance. Even the smallest mindful action can illuminate the path, and every lapse offers a chance for return. Sadi reminded us, every step of the traveler counts, even those taken in tears. Our journey is a lifelong process, falling, rising, remembering, and returning. The ultimate stage of the soul's journey is returning home, not in fear, but in peace. The Holy Book of Quran says, O tranquil soul, return to your Lord, well-pleased and pleasing. Death is not an ending for the believer, it is a reunion, a final arrival to the garden from which the soul originated. Now, dear friends, life is a journey, short in years, but eternal in impact. Each breath is an opportunity to move closer to our origin, which is the light of our God that created us. May your steps be mindful and your hearts gentle, and your soul ever journeying towards its creator. Now, with all these great wishes, we end today's episode and wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will love.